You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, once again to The Manapool, your Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I, of course, am the one, the only, the well-traveled, the well-seasoned, the well-rounded CJ. Joining me, as mostly always, well, as always, since she's been in this pretty much at the start, is the lovely, the talented, the around the world in approximately 80 minutes because of time zones, Rachel!
Hey!
Since the beginning, the number one, number two, Raul.
What? Oh, hello.
He's, oh my God, that was a smile. There's Felix. There he is. So close. I can almost poke her. There's Carrie.
Hi.
And wanting to poke us all with sharp, deadly sticks of deadliness. There is Josh.
That's not true. You guys are underground. It's going to be rocks crushing you.
Well, let's rock and roll. Dale is out for this session, so the next couple of episodes will be Dale-less. I apologize. Wasn't my plan. I'm sorry.
No, he just has to recuperate from having two boats rocking his world for a week.
Yeah, anybody who listens to this now will, and if listens to the Geek.io show will actually be able to pinpoint when we recorded these.
Triangulate the position of the recording in the timeline.
Dated!
Oh man!
I told you you could just stuff him into your luggage, and you could have brought Dale over here. He could have saved the
Have
money.
You seen Dale? He's gigantic.
Yeah, he's dude. Remember, he's almost
he's
your height.
Collapsible though. We got to fold him into a very tiny car.
Yeah, Dale is very collapsible, as we discovered on a tour bus. But we'll get into that on Thursday. Oh man! So last time, stuff happened. I honestly don't remember. I have been around the world, and I
last
don't
time you guys went bowling with bugs and started setting off chain explosions.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
that was the thing that we did. I'm very proud of that.
Yes, and Vilfreya discovered that she can use telekinesis, and Jokiro was like, "What?"
Yeah. Hey, that's my shtick. Oh, sorry, wrong words. Hey, that's my shtick.
Actually, he offered to help her with it. Actually,
yeah, as he would do.
Because Jokiro, and that's what you do.
Oh man.
The necromancer took a temporary dual spec in paladin as he was lighting the way for a while.
Yeah, that was fun. Hey.
Glorious burning fist of Calibras.
Calibras, hold this light for me.
Don't want to? Too bad, you're doing it anyway.
We also ran into a room with a bunch of other Remy's, right?
Oh yeah, we got the weird Remy room. The non-Remy room.
Yeah, that we didn't want to turn the power
Remy,
on.
Remy, non-Remy.
It was the Garrick hangar, and one of them was half
Garrick Gallery.
And the other one had cracks all in its crystals. And then before we could investigate the third one, Remy was like, let's GTFO.
Yeah, even Akito was a little bit apprehensive about that place. Like, yeah, I really want to. Man, I really want to. But it's real dumb, and I'm not going to kill myself over this.
This time.
Vilfreya got to see them. She's happy.
That's fair.
I'm surprised Vilfreya didn't like break an arm off or something to like present it to the academy.
Gotta take this for a souvenir.
Did you miss the part where she almost cried because you guys broke a door?
I slammed it open.
Yeah, it was real good.
No.
You can't spear open a door. Oh, I guess you can.
No, she's talking about the first door.
The one that you reduced to rubble.
Well, you know,
200 points of damage to it. Akira helps.
That, like, advantage two is fuck. That's no joke.
It really isn't. And I have shenanigans planned, and anybody who follows the Open Legend Facebook now has an idea of what I plan to do with my character.
I thought.
Yep.
Follow Open Legend on Facebook for sneak peeks of the mana pool, apparently.
Right. Hey, guys, what can I do to do bullshit with my character? You can. Yes, you can. And here's how.
Yeah, I did like seeing that the one person being, well, you can't do that more than, actually, here's how you can.
Oh, man. All right. So let's go ahead and dive in and let's roll, shall we?
Let it rock. Let it roll. So, yeah, last time you guys decided to clear the path ahead of you by making use of the...
we just used our strong
scuttler corpses to trip the bombs further on down the pathway. Unfortunately for you guys, you did such a good job of it that you're now getting some rumbling and tremors throughout the corridor you're walking down.
Well, Freya actually goes a little bit pale. Like, not a lot, because I don't think she can go super pale, but you do see a little bit of the color drain.
Slightly less dark.
As she realizes what's probably happening.
Fred Ghoul's like, I know that sound. Kavid, I used to sleep I used to hibernate in a cave, and I barely made it out that day.
We need to find you a therapist.
I know a person. We'll talk about that when we get back to Tolvera. So, should we get going down there, or?
I'm already sprinting.
All right.
I'm following following Calibrath. Click, 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 click.
I'm going to follow.
I have a movement of 25, so literally everybody's faster than me.
I'll teleport you forward every now and then so you keep up with the rest of us. And that goes with any...
Telekinetic slingshot.
For anybody else, too, who's having trouble keeping up, they kind of get a boost to keep with the rest of the group.
Is Remy keeping up with us?
Yeah, Remy's got a standard movement speed.
Oh, okay. Cool. I thought he would have had less, but I guess...
The only thing that reduces your movement speed in this system is armor.
Huh? So that's the reason why I said he might have a...
But see, he doesn't have armor. He's just made of metal.
He's literal armor.
Damn you, natural defense feat! This is the other DM.
But yeah, you guys start running down the corridor. The rumbling continues. If you feel so inclined, you can probably make me some perception checks.
Perception. Is prescience applicable here as well?
I'm, probably, but, I'm gonna try a thing, you guys.
You want perception, right?
That's hold a 13.
Hold your perceptions.
Hold your pre-science.
Yeah, well, you can pre-science all you want, but, I am going to, stop for a very split second and just kind of stretch my energy out towards everybody. Well, at least, let's see here. Calibras, Fragul, myself, and I don't want to go too low on. And Sylvia, since Sadie rolled.
No, that's Sylvia rolled.
Oh, all right, then Sadie. All right, and I get advantage 2 on giving those rolls. So.
Advantage but, 2?
Yeah, I'm going to try and bolster everybody on perception.
Holy crap.
I got a 13 in perception and a 12 in pre-science. Yes, I know what it's actually called. Damn, Calibras.
Calibras sees everything.
That was before I gave him. I like how I'm like, hey, hold your rolls, and then he starts rolling.
No, he rolled with the advantage.
He rolled after Malfreya.
Yeah. Or he rolled after you said he gives advantage to these people.
I haven't yet, though. I have to roll for it.
There's Sylvia's, since you're doing for Sadie. So Sylvia's just kind of looking around going, ha, ho, ho. I think my shinies might have fucked it up.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, hold on. F it. I'm just gonna give it to myself. Fuck it. I get perception to him. I get advantage to him perception. Fuck it.
Just me, nobody else.
That's me.
He's just a little distracted right now.
Oh, I thought you were bolstering everyone and it auto hit.
No, it doesn't. And that was only advantage one.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. How do I do
this?
There
you go. There is Sadie's perception.
Not one, ladies and gentlemen.
She sees a rock.
It's a little rocky in here.
Why is it not prompting me to give advantage more than one?
You've got to type in two.
It doesn't let you, though. I had that problem, too.
Huh.
What?
I was able to type four, though.
I was able to type two.
Okay, this is not a real roll. I'm just testing it.
Because I click on it, and it says, do you have advantage or disadvantage? I say advantage, and submit.
That's with advantage two. It's also an eight with advantage two, so it's worse than my real roll.
All right, so I'm just gonna have to. It's roll. What it would be 3d20.
Yes, I would just roll twice and see which one you get higher on.
Keep high one. All right, so yeah, still a 19. That's weird. It did before. Like, it would ask how many advantage or disadvantage dice you had.
It worked for me just fine.
What are you all doing? All
right, so, yeah, still 19.
Yeah, it is very odd. I can't prompt how many I did.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you guys, like, on some beta design or something, maybe?
No.
Do you have it popped out as a window?
Yeah.
So do I, though.
You know what? I think it's because you don't have a stat in it.
So do you only... Oh, yeah, huh. Weird.
Yeah, because I can do prescience for...
Yeah, so you have to have... So...
Okay.
Huh. All right, things you know. Apparently, advantage only works on the lower dice.
That might be how the character sheet is coded as well.
Yeah, it's true. Because I know you can roll advantage on d20s.
Right.
So, yeah, Calabras still sees all.
Woo!
Yeah, so as you guys are... And it does make a little bit more sense considering he was the first one to start running.
Yeah.
Even if he is the slower person and started getting outpaced.
And then he's being
teleport
kept
slingshot
up, right?
Back to the forward.
Keep up, Calabras.
That's a really great theater of the mind image of him running forward as fast as he can, everyone else starting to pass him, and then back up ahead. Running, everyone starts to pass him again.
You guys know what this is? This is when you're playing a JRPG and it's one of the ones where your party makes a line actually on the field and one of your characters gets like stuck on a tree or some shit and then you keep going and eventually they just apparate back to the rest of the
group.
You're right, it is! Oh my god!
That is exactly what's happening.
We are officially playing Chrono Cross.
Good game though. But yeah, as you guys are running forward, you can see the charred and busted bodies of the creatures you've thrown down the hallway and the resulting explosions from the sides of the, you know, tunnel that you were running down. And all throughout the area, you are seeing spreading cracks throughout the rocks.
Are they getting worse as we go further down?
Yep.
Huh.
All right, guys. These cracks are getting very big. Fragul is very nervous.
We have to keep running or else Remy's going to have to save us all again. Sorry, Remy.
Can anyone here use Earth Element?
No.
No.
I can kick dirt. Does that count?
No.
Whatever you do, Fragul, do not sword.
Akira or Jokido is up with Belfreya, he goes, I think you and I might be the only two that can even do anything with this. Unless Lady Lysaye has a power with geomancy.
Let's hope we don't have to use it.
Let's keep running. Frago is just...
Yeah, she's saying no, this while no, she's just... running. There's two things that could be happening right now, and I'm not sure which one is worse.
Either we woke up more bugs, the queen is up, or the place
we're
is collapsing.
Yeah.
Either the tunnel is actually caving in, or we've angered the ancient ones. People who anger them generally wind up buried.
I mean, why not both, really, at this point?
Boop.
Add it onto the list.
All right, Josh, what are we rolling?
Let me check for severity here.
Oh,
that's not fun.
Can we see a spot where...
Oh! Did you roll that in line? Okay, oh, yes, he rolled it in public. Oh, thank God.
No, you're not logged in as GM as far as I know, CJ.
No, No.
I don't like that number. I
mean, if he rolled it the way I think he rolled it, then yes, we do like that number.
Yeah, no, I think yeah, exactly. Lower better, or lower worse, rather?
Lower is worse.
Okay, so yeah, we're actually on the better end of that.
But yeah, so as you guys continue to charge down the corridor, you are seeing bits of rock break away from the ceiling. They're not huge, but they are falling.
Can we see a spot where things look more stable?
Well, the thing is, you guys have run, you know, a good clip at this point. Just going off of base movement speed, you know, doubling that for running, basically, and interpreting everything still technically going in the 6-second interval of an initiative turn.
Yeah.
You're still running at a pretty darn good clip down this corridor, and you're still seeing, you know, corpses of bugs and detonated traps. Because, you know, like the delightful bit of intelligent adventure as you are, you threw those bugs with all your goddamn might.
Yeah.
So we didn't anger the ancients. The bugs and the bug carcasses angered the ancients.
Yes, the bug carcasses that we threw. I am going to start slingshotting people forward. Anyone I can grab within range, one at a time, 25 feet forward at a clip.
Wow, how much further do we have to run? How deep did these guys build these tunnels?
Very. Keep going.
I'm going. I'm not stopping. Mama said that brother just ran away and joined the circus after our cave collapsed.
Man, now I suddenly wish Kai was around.
No, Akira could, you know, help him want to rejoin the circus. It's got flashy lights and all that shit. I could somehow see Akira running up behind Frogwoo going, hey, you want to join the circus again?
No, the brother ran away to join the circus.
Yes, no, join the circus right when our cave collapsed.
That's all Akira is hearing is joining a circus, and he's like, oh, money, where? I can make it work.
As you guys continue running, and Velfreya starts slingshotting people forward, you notice the front runner, the Spear of Arion, drops back.
Uh-oh.
For a split second, enough to give you guys some time to surpass him, and then he scoops up Ellie and just bounds forward.
Good.
Spear. Thank you, Spear!
My man's beer.
Ellie, hold on tight, dear.
There's just kind of a...
Hey, she made a noise.
So do we all, like... I'm going to lunge right behind him.
Man. Wait,
you're also in the group of people that's being teleported.
Okay. So we're just... doot.
Yeah, like every... Because she's basically doing this... one at a time, so she doesn't risk failing and the ceiling dropping on all of us.
We look like we look like an MMO with a bad connection.
Yeah. Basically, she's sending all of you guys forward, jumping forward herself, and then repeating.
Akira's going to try something here. He's going to hold his hands above his head, and about 10 feet above him, he's going to go to the right screen and hit.
That's useful.
There we go. Hey, guess what? I can have a barrier above our heads that moves with me.
Yeah, it's called Fragul, and I pick up Fragul.
So it's not perfect because it's not, wait. You know, I can. So hindering and mobile, by the way, is what I'm doing here.
Can you pick up Fragul?
With a high enough might roll, I can pick up Fragul.
I mean, Calabras has the maximum might for our level, right?
Yes, I do.
So what, are you just running with me? Like,
but statistically slower because you were at 30, he's at 25.
Velfreya appears next to you, by the way. I can only send one of you at a time.
I dropped the bear.
Yes. Please do not lift me up.
Bear.
Do you actually literally drop him or do you put him down?
As gently as I can, running at full speed.
So yeah, you get dropped on your butt.
And somehow,
just Hail Mary.
Yeah, just throw him as hard as you can.
And then Fragu will do this, like, tuck roll, and then come up, and then go back into a full lunge.
Cannon bear!
Straight to you.
Do you need to roll for that? Josh, does he need to roll for that?
Do you need to roll agility?
Yes.
Oh, please explode.
First recording session of the night.
Oh, God. 19.
I think you're okay.
Okay. Like I said, he's going to go forward, roll forward, and then just continue running.
The next time in the cycle that Velfreya shows up next to you, she just kind of goes, nice one, and slingshots you forward.
Nice one. High five.
Good job.
The patented Fragul maneuver, don't stop, drop, and roll.
Oh man, every time I'm walking with my hands above my head, spirit bomb-ish, just with a barrier above us, and I think it's 10 feet, I think.
So, great. We're going to get buried with a barrier around us under rock.
Hey, if we have a barrier that keeps us from being killed, we can move the rock.
True.
You say that, and Akira goes, yeah, you were at Calabras's barrier for a moment. At least I got something that's helpful.
You guys. Barrier.
That's what I was going for, Carrie.
Beautiful.
That's what I was going for, Carrie. Thank you.
I actually think I could use barrier.
Yeah, because you did.
You did.
Yeah, barrier.
B-A-R.
You used it during the cutscene with Calabras and Kai having a confrontation.
Yeah.
I like how both of the D8s exploded on that.
Yeah, I'm going to make a barrier too.
Nice. 39.
Yeah, you can only go up to 6, so same amount as me, so you get 2 of them.
Hindering and immobile? No.
Hindering and mobile.
Mobile.
Hindering and mobile. Or impassable and mobile.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, I would think impassable would be.
Power level 5 is damaging, obscuring, hindering, baneful, and mobile. 7 is where you get impassable.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not really stopping the rocks; it's just kind of making them go askance.
Yeah.
Go on to the side.
Still works.
You
it's
guys
kind
have
of like
lost
an umbrella for rocks
of the Spear of Irion.
Oh no!
No.
Where did the guy with the other pointed stick go?
If there's okay, I'm pretty sure he's fine. Because he just charged ahead, right? Like, he basically team rocketed this shit.
Yeah.
On purpose.
But the good news is the tremors seem to be subsiding slightly.
I'm not lowering my hands!
Yeah, I'm keeping slingshotting people. And the nice thing is if I keep you two spaced properly, pretty much everyone will be under the barrier at every point.
And it's this cool, like, yin-yang symbol up above us, because his is necrotic, his is entropy, and mine's creation. It's created this really cool black and white effect above us.
I like that a lot.
Right?
And then there's flickering lights beneath as everybody's teleported around.
So yeah, from the top down, you kind of see this really cool like intermixing color scheme, and it just boop, boop.
Even though I don't think her teleport actually makes lights by default.
It does when you teleport me.
Do you have a sparkle trail?
Yes.
Oh, I see how it is. You went to the cash shop and got all those vanity items.
You spent real money.
Mama didn't raise no fool!
Okay, so you guys keep running. And the tremors continue to subside and subside, and there's only like little bits of rock falling down from the ceiling, you know, pebbles that wouldn't even really hurt if they bonked you on the head much, especially not if you're wearing a helmet like Calibras. But you guys round one bend, keep running, tremors die down, you round another bend, and make me some agility checks.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Hold on. So I'm going.
I need to know who's at the front.
Wait, one second. Before you do that, I'm going to try and do a mass bolster on everybody.
I don't know who's at the front because Velfreya was literally grabbing people at random.
Hey, everybody has advantage 2 on agility rolls.
Holy yay!
Wait, that was me. I'll be at the front.
Why did you roll creation on that?
Because that's what my bolster is through.
Okay.
I will say Velfreya is probably towards the back because in every cycle, she's the last to move forward.
I'll be the first.
Okay. Who else?
I'll be right behind Calibras because I took off right after him.
And then it would be me.
Sylvia and Sadie are probably right behind Akira.
Okay.
And you said you want an agility?
Have an agility.
Yes.
Advantage 3, and I have fucking 18.
Because you rolled like ass.
I rolled like ass.
So, I have a 2.
Has 25.
How?
Because you rolled a 1.
Oh.
I rolled a 9. I have a 6 agility and advantage 2.
Unlucky.
I could not roll advantage 2, so...
You're just going to... Just do multiple agility rolls and keep one of them.
Yeah, I do one more.
Advantage
keep
two. So may I do 3 rolls and take the highest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, not that one.
That one. Not the 4.
Definitely not that one.
A 4 and an 18.
I'll take my 18.
Okay, so as you guys round this bend, you notice that the tunnel has narrowed slightly, but not a significant amount. But as you round the bend, and Velfreya, you rocket yourself forward with a quick teleport. You kind of clip the wall with your shoulder.
Oof.
And then you start to hear a high-pitched whine.
Oh, no.
Is it like mechanical? Is it like a...
Can I sense anything about what's happening right now? That's a 4. No, I can't.
No, you cannot.
Why am I rolling like garbage tonight?
Get it out of the way.
Get them out of the way.
Yeah, at this rate, I'm going to die.
I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine.
You won't die in my presence.
Yeah, she's just going to shout, everybody go!
Is she falling behind?
Well, she said she was last in line because she's been teleporting everyone else forward.
I grab her and then forward.
Basically beaming forward all of the lollygaggers. So she was literally last around the bend, and unfortunately, because she was the only one to, you know, roll
shit
sub 15. She was unfortunately the one who triggered one of the traps.
I wait a little bit and then I throw her forward.
Wait, well, the thing of it is, as you guys were making those agility checks, so as everyone was running around that bend, she was still in last place when it started to go off. So.
He rolled a 28 in might for something.
He rolled a 28 in might for superfluousness.
Hey. Those 2d8s almost exploded.
You just wanted to show off his might.
I mean, yeah, here. I flex a little bit as I'm running.
I mean, we can always flavor it as you guys hearing the wine, but the rest of it is so, like, it happens really fast.
Yeah, he was thinking he might be able to save Valfreya.
Don't even.
How dead am I?
Not terribly, thankfully. Let me just make a quick check here real quick, because...
How thought out is that backup character of yours, Carrie?
What backup character?
I'm the only one with a page of them. I could give her one, like, right now.
So, the trap triggers and it basically explodes in your face.
Oh, good.
Oh, but by some strange miracle, you only take 4 points of damage.
Wow.
Hey, maybe it was one of those leaky ones.
That's a possibility.
It was a slight bit dud.
Oh, that was a lucky roll.
Fuck.
What?
What?
You know how I've been rolling for severity with the traps?
Yeah.
Oh.
I kind of need to go join the TFS crew now.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Wait, what? What happened?
He rolled an F1 on a 200.
Literally the worst possible thing that could happen.
Oh no.
As the trap goes off in your face.
Oh no.
The rock breaks away and starts to crumble underneath your feet.
Oh no. Can I try and teleport up?
You can try.
What do I need to do? Is that another agility for reflexes or movement or what am I rolling?
Agility or movement, whichever you feel more comfortable with.
You might use a legend point.
I don't have any because I used the last one getting Caleb and Calabras out of the situation that the spear immediately diffused.
Do I see this happening?
No, well, I mean, you hear the explosion, and you can turn around and basically see one of those, you know, trying to step forward as the ground is crumbling away. Outreach.
I am running to go grab.
That's an 11.
26.
Okay, make one more.
Agility or might?
Agility. This is a test of reflexes at this point.
15.
Do I need, or am I?
You manage to grab hold of her hand as she's reaching out, but you are very rapidly losing rock underneath your feet.
Fregul will go and try and pull.
No. I throw her farther than where I'm at.
Make a might check. Okay, you grab her hand, whip around, and basically fastball special her forward.
And then I'm going to teleport him forward as well.
Make a movement check.
Movement?
Don't you get a free... Isn't it free teleport?
Yep. That's right, she does get the freebie. So yeah. That thankfully, as the ground gives way underneath him now, he's whooped.
Do I smack into him?
You do now.
I mean, what would 20 hit your own armor class, Calabres?
A 20? Actually, I don't think so. No.
Okay, so no. You don't smack into him as you teleport him.
Because he threw me in and man, that was like a fucking Final Fantasy cutscene. That was awesome.
Once we're in the clear, I just like, good job, kid. And then keep running.
Yeah, because you're kind of losing ground behind you now. And as you look over your shoulders, all you can see in, you know, the space left by where you were running is darkness. You're not just underground, you're in a tunnel.
I'm going to keep slingshotting us forward.
Man, I wish I could do something else, even with Akira or even with Jokido. Like, I don't have anything that can really do
back there, Calabras?
He saved my ass. That's what happened.
Keep running.
All right, I'm
run running. Faster.
How much
I'm
long
trying to think if Sylvia has anything that she could actually do.
The funny thing is that I had actually been thinking it would be awesome to do a combo like that where somebody throws me and then I teleport them, and then it actually happened.
Telekinesis is fully movement. Like, I can't do anything even with Jokido. Like,
guys, make agility checks.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God.
With advantage too!
You're rapidly losing ground.
I mean, I'm sending everybody forward 25 feet at a clip.
Are we doing agility too?
Literally yeah. The same.
Are you actually bolstering us, Akira?
Yes!
I literally rolled the same thing. 19 and 7.
14, motherfucker.
32!
My God, Fragul.
The agile, agile Fragul.
So I'm rolling this with advantage, right?
Yes, advantage 2.
Okay.
I can't do advantage 2, so I'm rolling 3 times and taking 18. The highest.
18 for me.
Okay.
18 was my high.
I rolled a 14. Hey, guess what, guys? Remember me when I was my most beautiful!
20 seconds ago.
Is he actually falling? Why?
We don't know yet.
He was the only one who got sub 15.
Can I teleport him forward again?
You're already using your teleport to get everyone else
okay,
forward.
Okay, wait a sec. Sylvia has a question.
Jeez.
I have some bullets that might be able to launch him like a rocket. Can I try it?
Wait, are you going to shoot him to save him?
I'm going to shoot him in the ass as I'm running up behind him to pass him.
With the lowest roll, I'm the last. Like,
basically that agility check was seeing who was
starting
lagging behind from the fatigue of running, basically.
You still have a barrier?
Yeah, above you.
It's movable. You can move it to your feet and run up it.
Exactly. I'm an Iceman, this bitch.
Could I try a rocket bullet as I'm running past him?
No, with that one, sadly. Even I would say no on that one. That's I rolled too low.
Speaking of Icemaning it, though.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
As you start to lose your footing and slip into the crumbling rock, a slope of ice shows up underneath your feet and basically kind of tumbles you forward. Run faster, dear.
Oh,
Lisai.
Cold is an element.
Hey, thank you, Milady. I owe you so much.
Oh, boy.
At this point, I move my barrier from above my head to my right.
Oh, yeah, to keep us from setting off any more traps.
I'm gonna try.
That's if the barrier doesn't set off traps by itself.
Yeah, that's also a thing.
Just keep it off the walls.
Yeah, it's not touching the wall. It's approximately 5 feet away from the wall.
Well, that's why what happened there was an agility check as you guys were rounding a corner.
Yeah.
It was basically to see how well you guys navigated. The sounds of the falling rocks is getting to be pretty deafening. And as you guys continue to charge forward, you're continuing to have less and less to catch your breath on. It's not getting too fun. You round another bend, and you can just hear the cacophony of sound as rock is crumbling away behind you and falling and crashing against what you can presume to be other rock after, a rather long delay. you know, the old trick where you, you know, drop a penny down a well just to see how far it is before you hear the splash.
Yep.
Kind of like that, except rock on rock action.
Oh boy.
And repeatedly, because a lot of rock falling. Make me another batch of agility checks.
Oh, great.
Bolstered. Still bolstered. I can sustain two things at once. Everything's still bolstered.
17.
What was that, Felix?
I'm going to use a ledger point to re-roll that.
Hey, 26. I finally rolled decently.
You guys, he said the, Josh told us the DC.
Yeah, it's 15 DC, so.
Oh, shit, you're right. I'm ready to use that ledger point.
29. Franco is still going strong.
The fire, no!
13.
God damn it!
Is Valfreya still bolstered?
Yeah, that was with bolster.
You rolled a two.
You rolled a two on her now on her d20, so.
Unlucky.
Aww.
I don't think I've rolled... I haven't rolled anything over over an 18 all night.
Well, the night is young, and you're so beautiful.
I'm about to be so dead.
Oh, be flat.
Oh boy!
Another ice shoot. Not you, dear.
Thank you.
Hey, I guess she's starting to like you guys.
How long is this tunnel?
Yeah, we've been running for a hot minute.
A hot minute, like 45 minutes.
Well, 45 minutes real world time. This has all been like, you know, maybe a minute or two game time. Because heat of the moment and all.
Sure.
But you round this bend as the rocks are crumbling away behind you. And a bit of a ways down the corridor, you can see the gleaming details of a suit of armor ahead of you.
Hey, it's our buddy.
It's the Ilion dude.
Hey, Spear, how you doing, buddy? We've been better.
We have reached an impasse.
Oh, great. How so?
A rather large door.
Break it!
I charge the door.
I teleport Calibras forward.
Wait, what happened to the last door that you charged at?
I don't give a shit.
prescience.
Let's see. Attack specialization.
19 of 19 prescience on the door.
And I am going into a battle trance for this.
Hey, you have a person who can take care of battle trance now. Suddenly all the negatives of battle trance go away when a person has alteration or restoration.
Okay, so right. Carrie did pre-science.
Pre-science!
Are we bolstered or not?
Agility is bolstered. I can't switch it without
dropping the first one.
Boom.
Oh, jeez!
God damn.
For our listeners, Calibras is
48.
48.
Yeah.
With
the force line property.
What if my D8s exploded twice? Holy shit.
One of your D8s exploded almost four times.
Yeah. I say you only rolled a 5 on your D20, by the way. Exploding dice.
So you guys are running towards this door at a bit of a breakneck pace, and the port orc is continuing to collapse behind you, and right as Calibras, you know, lunges in from mid-teleport, basically, with his spear thrusting forward to break through the door, it slides open.
Oh!
God damn, I'm out of doors!
Does that mean we see Calibras running,
then... Yeah, teleport all badass with his spear out, and...
Yeah, right before you struck the surface of it, you started seeing energy coursing through a bunch of very complicated engravings, and the door just...
I like to think that, like, I slide into the room in my pose still.
Make an agility check.
Nat one.
Fuck.
That's an 8.
Ah, yes.
Hey, but he didn't nat one it.
So
he also wasn't rolling with advantage because Akira still got that going.
Yeah, you still have advantage. Still have advantage to add it on to whatever else you have.
We roll it with advantage too and watch you get a 3.
I've never like
a 10.
That was roll number 2. He has one more.
I don't want my friends to suffer harm. So like only like posturing is the ones that I want really low rolls on. Like I would love to see Calabrash fall flat on his face.
He doesn't fall flat on his face, but he manages to roll through the door basically without hurting himself.
He pulls the Willy Wonka with the cane, right?
Basically.
Hi, everybody!
Hey, he's already got cool points from that friggin' cutscene rescue.
From the save? That shit was amazing.
That was fantastic.
But yeah, you guys all basically charge through this suddenly open doorway. And you can hear the rocks falling away, and as the last person runs through the doorway, and it's pitch black.
One second, I'll get Remy. Can you?
Why are you guys so I'm out of breath? That was just a light jog.
You weren't running and teleporting people at the same damn time.
You also didn't almost die twice.
It takes a lot of concentration to keep spells going, Kregul.
Wait, let me see. Here, drink this.
I'm gonna.
I trust nothing to be told. I said I trust nothing given to me in the dark to go into my mouth.
Hey. You should be trusting nothing from the bear.
The darkness is suddenly sundered by bright lights coming up out of Remy's shoulder.
Thank you, Remy.
And in the blinding flash, as you guys are all temporarily dazzled, it's going to be something you'll have to find out next time.
Oh, no!
That whole episode was running through a tunnel.
And running. Oh wait, it's like we had a Tolkien moment. It was fabulous.
So
yeah, this is a chapter out of Lord of the Rings / Song of Ice and Fire.
This is the Hobbit. This is the Hobbit Volume 2.
And a bear.
So running.
And a bear.
So we just ran this whole episode. So an episode of Doctor Who.
Yes, including teleporting. So, all right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. A special announcement here, guys. We have a special announcement here, you guys. The entire team, including the one who left us right now, Dale, are going to be at DragonCon in Atlanta, Georgia.
Labor Day weekend.
We don't have an official panel, but keep an eye on the Geek.io Facebook page and Twitter, and we will let you know when and where we are recording, doing some guerrilla podcasting, y'all, but we will be rolling with it at DragonCon. So come hang out with us. If you see any of us, say hi. Give Raul a hug. He is just as huggable as you would imagine him being.
He's so fluffy.
He is. If you're particularly short, you can bury your head in Josh's beard. If you're a little bit taller, you can bury your head into Felix's hair.
It's a thing. Yeah. You can do that.
You can poke me in my doughboy belly. And you can wave at Rachel and Carrie, and they'll probably hug you. Oh, man. But yeah, we'll be there at Labor Day weekend, all weekend. Geek.io Show has some panels. GLS has some panels. I might or may not be doing a weird-ass Princess Bride role-playing game, which I didn't know was a thing, and also fantastic, considering how much I hate that movie.
What?
Oh yeah,
words.
This is right as like one of my least favorite movies of all time.
There's a duel.
That's inconceivable.
If for some reason I'm on the role playing panel, or I'm not, I don't know. I have no idea. I was and now I'm not. I don't know. I might be. I don't know. But yeah, we'll be in DragonCon. Come join us. Hang out with us. You can contact us live. Well, not live. Well, yeah, live by going over to geek-io.net/discord. to our Discord channel. You can get some patron exclusives by going over to patreon.com/geekio, and that'll get you into goodness with in the Discord, where you can influence the shows that you love or hate, whatever. You can tell Fraggle that he needs to wear a hat. That's fine. Because bears and hats, they're adorable.
And we are all on Discord. So those of you that have said that you want to meet us, Ashley, we are on the Discord. We will talk to you if you talk to us.
Yeah, come hang out. Absolutely. Show at geek-io.net. Put Manipool in the subject line. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this GeekIO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?